This is Garden City Community College Bronkbusters Coaches Show, a chance to visit with Bronkbusters coaches and athletes live from Old Chicago in Garden City. Here's your host, the voice of the Bronkbusters, Cal Friedman.
Welcome back to Old Chicago here on Thursday, October now 5th. That's what I was saying. We're getting into a new month, and that means that fall sports are getting into the business ends of their season. Football has this month and a couple other games in November. We'll hear from head coach Tom Minnick later on in the show. Men's and women's soccer is into their final month of the season. We'll have head coach Corey Bryant on later on. But now we'd like to open up with volleyball, who's gotten a couple of big wins in the last 2 days. Head coach Patrick Hiltz has been everywhere on the planet over the last couple of days. He's been to Dodge. Been a guard. You're now here on the Coach's Show. Welcome in, Coach.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. So we've started the last couple shows talking about how you've done in these football games. You got another football game on tonight. It's Chicago and Washington. Where are you leaning on this one?
Well, yeah, I'm going to start by saying that anybody listening that is taking anything I have to say about what I'm betting for these football games, if you really want to make some money, take what I say and bet the opposite, because I'm 0 for the last three and it's not even close. I took Packers last week. They got destroyed. I forget who I picked the week before that. They got hammered too. So I'm not doing well. I guess I'll stick to coaching volleyball and make that my way of living. I don't think it's going to come off of sports betting anytime soon. That being said, I'm going to take a flyer here tonight because 70% of America is betting on the Washington Commanders. That's a 6-point spread. Something seems fishy. They're talking about possibly firing the coach for Chicago. It just seems like one of those games where we're going to wake up tomorrow talking about what Chicago did right and did that save the job of their head coach. So I'm taking the Bears tonight. We'll see how this one goes, but I'm taking the Bears.
All right, Coach Hiltz is feeling a bounce back. Chicago's going to their first win of the season. Washington's trying to get back over 500. Now I want to talk about your team, because you've been coaching volleyball very well these last couple days. I went back to your interview yesterday. You beat Dodge City in 5 sets on Monday. You told some of their staff members and administration, hey, let's do it again tomorrow. I think you were joking, but what happens last night is you go 5 sets again. I don't suppose you had meant it that literally, did you?
No, and I told them that. When we got ready to start the 5th set, they were kind of behind our bench, and I looked at them and I said, when I said let's do it again, I didn't mean literally almost exact score, do it again. And what I meant by it is we were up 2-1 Tuesday night and got our butts kicked in the 4th set to set up a 5th set. Last night, up 2-1 again, and just got our butts kicked again and go to a 5th set. But luckily for us, the girls persevered. We were able to wash that from our memory and get started again and played really good volleyball both times in the 5th set. Last night was extraordinary. Our 5th set, we had 8 kills, no errors, and hit, I think, 444 and really just had control from the beginning. Dodge helped us by making some mistakes early on in the set, but just super pleased and impressed with my girls for the way that they could continue to play good volleyball, even in set number 10 of back-to-back games. Did it go on 5 sets. It's just crazy. Credit both teams for playing their guts out. I thought it was entertaining. I thought it was good, hard-fought volleyball. Maybe not the cleanest volleyball that as coaches we'd like to see, but in the end, you got both teams just scrapping. It's exactly what you'd expect from a rivalry game. And playing it back-to-back, you know, people can say what they want to about the back-to-back. I think it created an amazing atmosphere, an amazing situation. But I can say that because we came out 2-0. I don't know that the coach for Dodge is thinking the same way. But at the end of the day, both teams played their hearts out, and we were lucky enough to get away with 2 wins.
You mentioned on Tuesday how hard both teams work. You just mentioned it now, how much heart was in both games. How good did these wins feel when they're earned the way they felt these last 2 nights?
I think when you're playing Dodge, it feels even better. But, I mean, I don't care who we're playing. When we have to fight the way that we fought, it does feel good. And it kind of justifies some things. I sent Yelena a text, and I think she's been begging and kind of trying to prove to me and tell me, Coach, I can play 6 rotations. I can do this. I can do this. And the last 2 games, I left her in and gave her the opportunity. And, you know, in 2 games, 31 kills, I think 30 digs, 7 aces. She only had 1 reception error. I told her, I said, that's a very quiet but subtle way to tell me I've been an idiot for not playing you 6 rotations, kiddo. nice job the last 2 days. And she said, thank you, coach. I appreciate it. But that's the kind of kid she is. She's never going to complain. When I gave her the opportunity, she just proved it. And what a tremendous addition she has been to our back. Her defense by itself, everybody wants to look at her offense. But her defense the last couple of nights has been something that we really needed in order to push through. So very pleased to have found that. Her serve has been good. And the girls are just playing really well. We're taking a day off today, and we got Seward on Saturday. That's going to be a tough one for us. We got to be ready for that.
I saw Yelena had 19 kills. I know you just mentioned that it was her defense as well as her offense, but you mentioned how awesome it was to get her back. The last time that we had you on the show when she came back against Hutchinson, has it seemed like she's been better since she came back from injury?
Not necessarily. Okay. We knew how good she was. I think right now, honestly, she's trying to find her groove still. Okay. I don't think we've seen the best that we're going to see from Yelena this year. We're just trying to figure out how to work her back into the offense. You know, her and Tola had a good connection last year. They had a good connection at the beginning of this year. Tola was running the offense really well and was really balanced. And we're just trying to figure out where that balance is again so that we're not relying too heavily on one person. In the meantime, we've had Pinar show up as a weapon for us as well that we weren't sure where she was going to fit early on in the year. So there's actually, I hate to say it this way, but there's been some blessings in losing Yelena for 8 games, 9 games, whatever it ended up being. And now we get to mix her back in with other people having some confidence. So it's going to be interesting over the next couple of games to see how that plays out.
Let me talk about Pinar for a second. 29 kills over the 2 games, what I had. Double-digit kills in each of her last 3. She's been on fire. You said post-game with Dalton that she was up there for your team MVP, but she was playing a little under the weather last night, wasn't she?
Yeah, she came to me and poked her head in the office. She messaged me and told me she woke up not feeling well, and she came by the office, and I looked at her, and she did not look good at all. She looked exactly how she said she felt. And told her to go see Allie and see what needs to be done. And she had gotten some medication for her head cold and whatnot. But I knew that there was no way she was not going to play, aside from probably needing to be taken to the hospital. She was going to be on the floor. That's just the kind of kid that she is. And she balled out. She played really, really well. Call it a Michael Jordan game. Call it what you want. But I don't think she showed any signs of being under the weather. I think it surprised everybody just the way that she played. But that's Pinar. And she had a season high in blocks last night, too. I just found that out this morning when I was doing the stats. She had 7 blocks last night. We, as a team, had 11, which is a season high. And so, you know, if it's not this, it's that. We're always finding new ways to win games. But Pinar has been arguably our team MVP at this point in the year.
When I came by your office earlier this morning, I mentioned that I thought that she was one of the most impressive players on the court last night. And I didn't even know that she had been dealing with a little sickness. With how you mentioned that, you know, she was going to be on that court regardless of even if she had to go to the hospital, you know, unless she had to go to the hospital, I should say. She was going to be on the court. Where does that fire come from with her?
I think it's kind of ingrained. She's grown up playing volleyball. This means the world to her. This is her ticket to her education. She takes this very seriously. And that's not any different than any of the other girls we have on the team. And I think that's why this team gets along so well. They love each other. They love playing together. If you watch, I actually catch myself sometimes watching in between points when I'm supposed to be doing the stats and moving on and finding different things. I'll stop and I'll watch in between the points because it's so neat to watch them celebrate with each other and communicate with each other. And there's just big hugs and high fives and smiles, and they really enjoy being on the floor together, and Pinar has been a big part of that. But Pinar's got, you know, big goals, and she wants to go on and play Division I, Division II, and more importantly, she knows that those are the places that she probably needs to be in order to get her education paid for. And she's a very, very, I can't think of the word right now, but her studies matter to her, and she's got a goal of what she wants to do in life, and she wants to go get as much of that as she can paid for. The economy back home in Turkey is not great, so she's using her volleyball skills to get her education and set herself up for the rest of her life, and that's exactly what college sports is about. And she's playing the cards to a T, and hopefully we can find her somebody. I think she's going to be a steal for somebody that's willing to spend a little bit of money and take a flyer on a undersized, and I air quotes on that, undersized middle blocker, because she certainly doesn't play undersized at all. She's been huge for us.
Love that. I want to start on Tuesday, actually. That was a game where I didn't realize that both teams had over 90 digs in that game. How impressive is it for two teams in the JR Conference to do that?
It's pretty impressive. And I think we've had, I counted, I believe 7 times this year, we've gone over 90. Twice we were over 100. You know, not necessarily all conference games, but you got to give Dodge a lot of credit. especially in both four sets, the reason they were able to kick our butt is because they turned their defense up a notch and probably had 20, 25 digs on their own in just that set. We had a few sets where we were over 20, 25 digs. And to me, that's really tells you a lot about a team, and that tells you where their heart's at. Defense is all about energy. It's all about heart. It's all about desire. If you don't want to go get the ball, you won't. But when people are popping balls up and getting stuff up and back over and long rallies, means that the players are playing smart. They're not just taking what I call meathead swings and just swinging as hard as they can with no thought put into the swing. If you've got a look, you take it. If you don't, you understand where you want to put the ball. And we did a good job of that. Dodge did a good job of that. It creates long rallies, and that creates the 90-plus digs in a five-set match. So very impressive. Like I said, I thought both teams played their butts off.
Back-to-back nights where Dodge came out after being down 2-1 and really won that fourth set. Tell me, especially on Tuesday, being on the road where all the momentum is kind of swung back to the home team's way, how difficult can it be to respond with all the momentum that swings to the opposition?
Extremely difficult, you know, especially when you're on the road. And they had a good crowd there that was noisy, boisterous. I mean, they had a good time. I thought it was more impressive, I think, the way we were able to put that bad set behind us on the road than it was last night. You know, at home it's a little bit easier, but we really, truly were able to wipe it clean and start fresh. And we've been able to do that a lot this year. We've had several times where we've gotten our butts kicked in a set, and then came back and did very, very well and ended up winning the match, even though we didn't look good in one set. And I tell the girls all the time, that's why we play best of five. And I told them Tuesday night, I said, look, you did the work. You worked hard enough in the first three sets to get two of the first three to put yourself in a position where, okay, we had a bad set, but we didn't lose the match because of it. We get to go restart and do another set. And we've had this situation before. We know how to bounce back from it. Let's go do that again. And just relax and go play. And that's exactly what they did.
One match that I kind of remembered when I was looking at, you know, losing the fourth set going into the fifth was the Seward match early on in September. Kind of that same situation. Team loses the fourth set, winds up losing a tough one. Now they do it not once but twice where they lose that fourth set, bounce back, and win the fifth. How much does that show that this team's been able to overcome that Seward game to now in just a couple short weeks?
Oh, we've grown up a lot. Our freshmen have definitely found their confidence and their swagger. I've even joked with Julia lately that she's a much better player when she's flexing and smiling, and when she gets blocks and when she gets kills, you know, her and I will joke now and flex. And it's just, it makes it fun. It takes away some of the stress and some of the worries, and they believe in each other. They believe in themselves, and they know that one set is one set. It's not a match, and nothing that we do is a sprint. Everything we've been doing all year has been a marathon. We want long points. We want long rallies. And we truly believe now that the longer the match goes, the more it benefits us. So, which is counterintuitive when we don't have a big bench like some of the teams that we're playing. But we're in great shape. We know what our strengths are, and we're playing to those strengths, and we don't waver from what we do. And that puts us in a position to be successful against anybody.
Getting into yesterday, one thing that I noticed, second set, teams lost the first set. You're up 15-12, but Dodge is starting to swing the momentum back. I remembered seeing you bring the whole team kind of together on the court. You didn't call timeout, but you kind of brought them all together and said, hey, bring it in. From that point on, you took 10 of the next 16 rallies to win pretty convincingly. What was the message that you gave them?
I didn't give them any message. I said, get together and talk. And, you know, I don't know what the message was, whatever they decided to talk about. It could have been what they wanted for dinner later that night, for all I know. I just knew that I didn't want them to be separated on the court. Wanted to remind them in that moment we are one team, one unit, and the only way to do that is for them to talk to each other. When we are talking to each other on the court, we're a very, very good team, and it doesn't really even matter what we're talking about. I told them you could literally be saying blah, blah, blah to each other. As long as your mouths are moving, as long as something is being said, you guys are more engaged, you're a better team, and they've realized that, and they've committed to doing that more. So in that moment, I felt it was important that they just get together and start talking to each other.
Was there a point that you noticed that this season where it's like, okay, wow, they're talking, they're doing a lot better? Where was that?
About a week ago.
Okay.
It was after the Hutch game. we looked at some film. I saw something on film that I didn't like. I ended up showing the girls a clip from Gino Auriemma, where Gino Auriemma starts talking about body language and how that looks and how much of a premium that he and his coaching staff put on body language. I showed them that clip, and then I showed them us. And I didn't have to say much. They understood, and they've committed to fixing their body language, staying positive, and continuing to talk to each other ever since we had that clip. So really, it was a point in the Hutch game. It was the first set of the Hutch match, and we've been doing a lot better committing to being positive and talking to each other the whole time since then.
That's really clever, actually. That was kind of all their aha moments at one point, wasn't it?
I hope so.
So fifth set, your team comes out on fire yesterday. Dalton in the post game called it aggressive, but you said it had everything to do with the adversity that your team had faced this season. What are some of those moments that built up to the way that you're able to close out not one, but two straight fifth sets against a rival?
No, I mean, I think just understanding that nothing that happens to us is the end of the world. And I think that's important when you drop a fourth set the way we dropped the fourth set. It's not the end of the world. We've got a fifth set to go play, and we're fine. And I think learning how to deal with the adversity, make an adjustment, and understand no matter what life throws at you, whether it's volleyball or school or boyfriend, girlfriend, mom, dad, whatever, it's a setback, but it's not the end of the world. And you make an adjustment and you move on. And we've done that all season. We've had so many different things that come up. To us, a fifth set in a volleyball game, that's easy. We've had people's fingers going sideways at one point, and people thought that might be the end of our season because it was Yelena. And no, we had Carly Lang step up. We had Julia Brazil step up, and you know, the team just kept on plugging away, and we made adjustments, and it wasn't the end of the world, and we were still able to find success. And so the more that you do that, the more that you believe in it. And so a fifth set, yeah, we got our butts kicked. So what? So what? We're going to bounce back. We're going to make some adjustments, and we're going to go find success. And I think the more that you find success through adjustments and success through adversity, nothing phases you. And so I think they just knew we're fine. They literally felt like we're going to be okay. We're going to win this game. There was never any stress. There was never any panic. They all knew that we were in great shape. And we even laughed about how similar it was from one night to the next. We literally laughed about it in the huddle. And I said, so that's great because we won last night. So if everything's going exactly the same, we should be in perfect shape tonight. We have them right where we want them. And we laughed about it, and we went out and we played well.
You mentioned the team was off today, but in terms of confidence after last night's game, has it been any higher this season?
Probably not. I think anytime you play your rival back-to-back and you're able to come away with two wins, that's got to feel good. But we also know that this is, again, the season is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And I looked at the standings today, and second place through seventh place is separated by 3 games. And we've got, if my math is right, 7 games left to play. So every game matters. Every game is huge. So we enjoyed the two that we got. We needed a day off to rest our bodies, get healthy. We'll be very focused tomorrow in practice, and we're going over a few things that we're anticipating from Seward. But we got to get that Seward game, and Seward's going to be hungry. They were at the bottom of the conference, and they're starting to move up. They had a good win over Hutch, and now they're coming to our place, and you know, we want to get revenge. We lost them in 5. We felt like we probably could have won and maybe should have won, and we know we're going to have to play very, very well to beat them. And I told Dalton, I said, it's cliche, but we cannot focus on anything but the next game in front of us right now, or we're going to find ourselves in that 7 or 8 spot, and that's not where we want to be.
So focusing on this next game, how do you make sure that you flip the result from Seward earlier on this season?
Continue to execute the way that we did before. We passed the ball really well against them at their place, and then our defense was good. So I think that might have been one of the games where we had over 90 digs. I think we were 97 in that game at their place. So we need to pass the ball. We need to play that same defense. They've made some adjustments. We're a different team. They haven't seen Yelena yet. So it's going to be almost a completely different match. And so there's going to be some adjustments in-game that we're going to have to be ready to make. Ultimately, we got to serve tough, get them out of system, make them play our game. If we make it a net game, they've got some taller players. We want it to be a back row game. If it's a back row game, I like our chances.
Feel good to be off yourself today?
Yes, it does.
Thank you so much, Coach Patrick Hiltz, for coming on. Volleyball with 2 big wins over Dodge this week. They close up this week on Saturday at home at 6:30 as they host Seward County. Coach, thank you so much for coming on the Coach's Show tonight.
Appreciate you having me on. Go Busters.
When we come back, we're going to have soccer coach Corey Bryan on to talk about his team's results over the last 5 games. It's all coming up here on Old Chicago, live on the Garden City Community College Coaches Show.